And a very good morning to you. It is Sunday morning, the 2nd of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to Psalm 119 and verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Then we go to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 13 and verse 31. Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Do you know that God's ancient people, the Israelites, are also known as the people of the book? That's right. You know, the Bible is the book that comforts us. It's our mediator between family squabbles. It is also the joy of our heart. In fact, it is our hope for this year, 2022. I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions because none of mine have ever worked. I looked up the Oxford Dictionary. The word resolution means a firm decision. But I want to encourage you to make one good New Year's resolution. I want to encourage you, because I'm going to do it as well, to make the book, that's right, the Bible, the center of your decision making for the year 2022. We will be pleasantly surprised at how wise and successful we shall become. You know, John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If somebody says to you, show me this Jesus you're always talking about, give them a Bible. But I can hear somebody saying, but how do we read it? Because there are 66 books in the Bible. Well, first of all, you must read it every single day. First thing in the morning, it'll set you up for the day. You go to the Old Testament. Start in the book of Psalms. They're so beautiful. Psalm 1. And then read a portion. And get yourself a little diary, a little devotional book, a book that you can write in and write down what the Lord has told you. Then go to the New Testament and start in the Gospel of John. That is a beautiful book to start in. And then, of course, you just progressively read it from book to book as you continue. Write it down and also read it in the first person. What does that mean? Well, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You read it, the Lord is John's shepherd, the Lord is Mary's shepherd, she shall not want. Write it in the first person. And then read a nice devotional and then spend time in prayer. And I want to tell you, it will see you through the year. I've been doing it for over 40 years and God speaks to me daily through the good book. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful day. Jesus bless you. Bye-bye.